John chapter number 21, and we're going to read the first six verses tonight, and that's where we're going to be at tonight if you have a copy of God's Word, and we're going to just do a little study tonight on He showed Himself again, and that being Jesus. Jesus showed Himself again. Every time you need to see Jesus, He'll show Himself to you when you need to see Him. When you think it's too late, He'll show up. When you think it's too dark, He'll show up. When you think there's no hope, He'll show up. When you think the tidal wave is fixing to wash you away, He'll show up. When you think the bottom's going to fall out, He'll show up. He just keeps on showing up. You know why He does? Because He is just the one that can show up. Amen? I may not be able to be there when you need me, and you may not be able to be there when I need you, but there's one we can always call on, and that name is Jesus Christ tonight. So I want to just go through this study tonight. He showed Himself again. John 21, chapter 21 and verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we do reverence the reading of God's Word. John 21 and verse number 1. And the Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, we'll go with you. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they answered Him, no. And He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fish. Father, I thank You for the multitude. Father, I thank You for abundance. Father, I thank You for increase. Father, I thank You for blessings. I thank You for the Holy Ghost. I thank You that when the Holy Ghost comes alive in our life, He never points about Himself, but He always points to Jesus. And Lord God, this afternoon, as we just study a portion of Your Word, I thank You that You show up. I thank You that You show Yourself again to our life each and every time we need it. Lord God, I pray right now that for the ones that's had prayer requests, the one that's had a hard week, the one that's had a rough week, Father, the ones that right now feel like that, Father, that everything's are caving in. Lord, I pray right now You'd show up in their life in a mighty way. I know You've done it once and You'll do it all over again. So, Lord God, I thank You as the pastor of this church. Father God, You may be in the dumps one day, but You can be on the mountaintops the next. Lord God, I thank You can be in the valley, but there's a mountaintop coming. And Lord God, it don't matter if we're in the valley or on the mountaintop. You're in the valley just like You're on the mountaintop. And Lord God, I pray tonight as we study a portion of Your Word, I pray as a congregation that we realize tonight that You'll show Yourself again. Father, I love You and I thank You. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious, sweet name, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we get here tonight, I want you to understand this. Jesus showed Himself again. He showed Himself again. And if you remember this, if we get here, when we read the last verse of chapter number 20, you would almost think that God is through speaking to John. You would almost think that God is through speaking to John right here when He said this in verse number 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. You would almost think that He was done. Hey, but if you read in verse number 1, the Bible says in chapter number 21, that Jesus showed Himself again. And tonight I want to show you three areas or three ways He showed Himself again. And all three of these, He'll show them in your life and He'll show them in my life each and every time when we need to know who He is, where He is, and what He is. Look with me in verse number 1. It said, and after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. Number one tonight, Jesus Christ, he'll show himself to you at a familiar place. It'll be a place that you've been at before in your life, and he'll be familiar with you when he shows that way again. Hey, friends, tonight, can I say this to you? If you've not seen Jesus real clearly in your life, get back to a familiar place that you know where he's at tonight. Hey, if you ever get to a place and you say, God ain't working, I say to you tonight to get back to a familiar place. Hey, get back to a place where there was a time in your life that God was working in your life and that God was working through your life. Hey, tonight as we read the text, it says, and it was at the Sea of Tiberias, or that would be the Sea of Galilee, or even that would also be at the Gennesaret, where that maniac was at. And I want to get you this tonight. He showed himself at a familiar place, and he said he'd done it on this wise. Hey, tonight I want you to know, number one, he showed himself at a familiar place. That place where Jesus and Peter had walked on the water before. Friends, Jesus always shows himself in the same place each and every time. And you know where I see him more clearly than I ever do most of the time is when I'm down on my knees praying to him, begging him and asking him. When I feel like he's given up on me and I feel like he's gotten away from me, I want you to know tonight he gets real familiar with me. Hey, I want you to know when old Peter, he looked out on the water and he said, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come. Hey, God couldn't lie. Hey, Jesus couldn't lie. The Bible says that God who cannot lie. Hey, when he looked out there and he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. Hey, you may be in a storm tonight and you say, Lord God, let me come to you. Hey, friends, tonight, I don't really care if I go to God. I just want God to come to me. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? Hey, if I start going towards Jesus, I may get out there and I may sing. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, as long as he's coming towards you, you won't never see. Can I get an amen? Hey, old Peter, he was there, and he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come. Hey, he was at a familiar place, old Peter was. He was at a place in his life that was very, very familiar. And when old Peter said that, if you want to look at it sometime, in Matthew chapter number 14, hey, the Lord said, come. He bidded him to come to where he was. And you know what that familiar place was? It was familiar when he was in the eyes of Jesus. When he was looking Jesus in the eyes, Brother Hayden, old Peter was at a familiar place. Hey, but when he took his eyes off the Lord and he started listening to the crowd and he started listening to the storm and he started seeing the wind being boisterous, you know what he did? He took his eyes off Jesus. Hey, don't be too hard on old Peter tonight. You and I do the same thing. Hey, you let the storms rage. You let things come against us tonight. Even though that Jesus is familiar and he's done it all over again, it won't be long. We'll take our eyes off the Lord and we'll start looking at stuff that distracts us. So he says tonight, he showed himself at a familiar place. He showed his place where Jesus and Peter had walked on the water. Hey, but this is the same place where that place where Jesus, he calmed the sea. You know that in Mark chapter number 4, hey, he constrained his disciples to get into the ship. And they went out and Jesus, he was out there. And he saw his disciples, they was on the sea. And there it was, and there was a storm coming. And it said that he looked out on that sea. And he seen the wind being boisterous. And he spoke to that wind and he said, peace, be still. Maybe tonight in your life he's saying, peace, be still. Peace, be still. You said, preacher, have you been in that familiar place before? I sure have. Where he says, peace, be still. He says tonight the place where Jesus and Peter had walked on the water. The place where Jesus calmed the sea in Mark chapter number 4. But this place we're talking about tonight at the Sea of Tiberias was also the place where Jesus cast out demons into the pigs and they drowned in the sea. So tonight I realize when I get to a familiar place with Jesus, number one, I'll be able to walk on the water. Tonight I realize when I get to a familiar place with Jesus, he'll calm the sea in my life. Hey, tonight I realize when I get to a place where Jesus is familiar with me and I'm familiar with him, he'll cast out anything that's in my life that is not of him. He says tonight he got to a familiar place. I ask you this tonight. Are you at a familiar place with Jesus tonight? If you're not, I'd get to that familiar place tonight. I want to give you the second thing tonight. Not only that when he showed himself again, he showed himself at a familiar place, but he showed himself to forgetful people. Not only did he show himself to a familiar place, and I want you to know it's so familiar in my life, I don't understand why I do it. You don't understand why you're doing it. The help is right there, and we'll go that way. The help we need is right there. All we got to do is get on our knees before an almighty God, be truthful with him, humble ourselves and pray, and seek his face, and it don't matter what's going on in your life, instantly he will calm that sea in your life. But hey, not only does he show himself to a familiar place, but he shows himself to forgetful people. To people that forget, hey, all I got to do is call out. Let me show you this, if you will, in verse number 2. And there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus. Thomas wasn't there in the upper room, and he said, I'll only believe. Thomas said, I ain't going to miss again, boys. Hey, I missed that one time, but I ain't going to miss again. Look what he said. And there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going to go a fishing. And they said unto him, we also will go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. I'm curious about the little word, they caught nothing. You know you won't catch nothing when you're out of the will of God. You won't catch nothing when you're out of the will of God. You won't even catch a hint of the Holy Ghost when you're out of the will of God. You won't even catch a breeze of the Holy Ghost when you're out of the will of God. You say, I'll live the way I want to and he'll still bless me. Hey, an old devil will bless you as well. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, but I want you to know, he showed himself to a familiar place. He said, boys, we've been here before, but he showed himself to forgetful people. There were 7 of his disciples was here, including Thomas at this point. People that went, let me give you this, people that went back doing what they were used to do. They went back to doing what they was used to do. Look here what he said. And Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going to go a fishing. Hey, when you get in a battle and you get into a place, you know what you'll resort to? You'll go back to doing what you knew to do before you met Jesus Christ. You'll go back to what's comfortable. You'll go back to what's just complacent. And you'll go back to doing the things that you should not be doing. Look what he said here. And Peter said, I'm going to go back a fishing. You remember when Jesus saw old Peter? He said, come on, you ain't going to fish for fish no more. We ain't doing it that way no more, boys. We going to fish for men. Look what he says here. He said that the people, they went back doing what they were used to do. He has called us away from what we used to do. And tonight as your pastor, I say this, don't you forget that. I wrote that down real big. He has called you away from the lifestyle you used to be in. He's called you away from doing the things you used to do. And don't forget that. Because if you're not careful, you'll slip back with the same old crowd, with the same old chaos, and the same old problems that you've already had. When you get to the place, you forget what God has really done in your life. Friends, tonight as we look into this book, I want to show you this tonight. Don't forget that. That's why nothing was caught. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 5 and verse number 10 tonight. Luke chapter number 5 and verse number 10 tonight. We're talking about when Jesus showed himself. When he showed himself and he showed what he wanted the men to do. Number one, he showed himself at a familiar place. But number two, he showed himself to forgetful people. Tonight, you and I, if we're not careful, we'll forget how good God's been to Union Chapel Baptist Church. Tonight, as your pastor, I'll forget how what a blessing it is to pastor such a loving group of people if I forget how good God's been. I must not forget how good God's been. You must not forget how good God's been. He said, you get to a familiar place and it'll work. Quit forgetting what I've done in the past and start remembering what I've done in the past. You see these old boys here in Luke chapter number 5? Let me give you this tonight, and God has stirred my heart with this. You know we've been in the book of John going from chapter number 1 all the way to chapter number 21. And God put chapter number 21 in my life when I needed it. When I needed it, he put it there. And this right here just strung my heart this week, and I want to share it with you. Them men done knew what to do, but they're going away from what God had called them to do. Just listen to me. Tonight as a church, we know what we need to be doing. Do not quit doing what God's called you to do. Preacher, somebody else can do it. If God called you, nobody else can do what God called you to do. Does everybody understand that? He said, preacher, somebody else will take care of it. I'm not needed. If he called you to do it, he called you to do it at that time in your life. Hope everybody understands that. That's pretty clear, ain't it? If he's called you to do it, well, somebody else work. It won't work the way it worked if you'd have done what he called you to do. Look what he said here in Luke chapter number 5 and verse number 10. Look what he said now. Watch your text here. Look what he said. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. He done spoke peace. He said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Peter, what are you doing going fishing for fish? You're supposed to be fishing for men. You done been given the assignment in Luke 5. Now you're in John 21 going back to your old ways. What are you doing? Brother BJ, what are you doing? You done been given the assignment to pastor that church. Get off your pity party and pastor that flock. You can amen that. Now I'm going to give it to you tonight. You've done been called to do something. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't forget what God called you to do. Don't forget how good God's been to you. You said, preacher, you don't know what's went on this week. It don't matter. He's still good. When that side by side, $15,000 was gurgling under Sipsy. If that would have been Monday week ago, it wouldn't have been good. But you see, I hadn't forgot how good God had been. You said, does he know everything? Oh, yeah, he's a know-it-all. That's who God is. He's a know-it-all. So he knew that day was coming to my life, and he knew he needed to prepare me for that day. Folks, tonight we must not forget how good God been. And if you start forgetting, get back to a familiar place where you remember how good God been to you. Let me show you this tonight. In Luke chapter number 5, I showed you, in verse number 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, get this, verse number 11. When they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now, I'm not very smart, and I'm in Detroit. Let me give you this. Here they forsook all. Oh, Peter, now he's done got a boat and nets again. This just didn't happen overnight, boys. Listen to you, preacher. When you fade away from God, it's a slow fade. He forsook all. He sold the boat. He sold the nets. He got rid of everything. How do you know if he sold it? He just said, y'all don't have it. It's no good for me. I'm following the master. But now we're in chapter number 21. He's got it all back. Everything he gave up, he's bringing the old stuff back. He's bringing the old stuff back. And I want you to know tonight, when you start bringing old stuff back up in your life tonight, you won't have nothing but destruction, defeat, and you'll be so hungry because you won't catch nothing. As long as you let old stuff creep up in your life, you will not catch nothing for the master. If we ain't fishing, listen to your pastor tonight, as a congregation, if we ain't fishing, we ain't following. If you ain't fishing for souls tonight, you're not following the master. He said, don't tell me that, preacher. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Friends, tonight I want you to know my number one concern and your number one concern is fishing for men. He didn't only call them 12 to fish for men, but he's called everybody in this room. If you've ever been saved, he's called you to go fish for men. You see, I want you to get this tonight. He got to that place, to a familiar place. He knew Peter would go back to the familiar place. He knew Peter. He knew Peter would deny him. He knew Peter would be sifted, Brother David. He knew he'd be sifted. But he knew old Peter would go right back doing what he'd always done. And tonight there's some of you old boys in here and he's saying, I know they'll go right back. I'll just be waiting on them when they get there. I'll turn them around. Send them in a different direction. Have you ever been there? I'm curious tonight. Have you ever been there? He said, this thing called Christianity, it ain't worth it. Let me just throw it down. It ain't worth even holding on to. And by the time you get to turn that way, you're looking right into the eyes of somebody that's very familiar, and his name's Jesus. And he said, what are you doing over here? Huh? What are you doing? Huh? There ain't nobody there. Who's that speaking? Who's that unseen hand that's writing on the wall? Oh, I know whose hands it is. It's my Father's hand. You ever thought about your Father's handwriting? You know it more than anybody's. You ever thought about that handwriting on that wall tells you to get back where you need to be? Number one, tonight, he shows himself to a familiar place. He'll show himself to forgetful people. But he'll show himself to us just to fill our plates. Don't you forget that. He'll be at a familiar place. He'll be there for forgetful people that forget how good he's been. You said, well, why did he show back up there? Because he's always good. He won't let you do what you want to do. There comes a time he's going to put up a wall right there. And he does that to fill our plate all over again. You know, I sure hate being empty, Brother Jake. I do, man. I sure hate being spiritually empty, but I sure like getting the fill up, don't you? I hate being empty. Man, I love staying full all the time, especially eating. I know you can tell. I love it. But man, there ain't nothing like when you ain't ate all day long and you know you're going somewhere and you fixing to do some dining. I'm talking about sure enough eating. I hate being bankrupt spiritually, but I sure do love the fill up. Man, there's something about it when you've been just bankrupt, empty, and you get filled back up by the Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is about it, but it'll make you so hungry, you'll chew on your own tongue. Tonight, I want to show you not only does he show up to familiar people, familiar places, not only does he show up to forgetful people, but he shows up for one thing and one thing only, and that's to fill your plate tonight. If your plate's empty tonight, it won't be because of him. It'll be because of you. When my plate gets empty, it's never been because of him. It's because of me. He said, have you caught anything? And they said, no. Well, you ain't going to catch nothing. You're not going to get filled up on the things of the world. The only thing that's going to fill you if you've been born again is the things of God, not of the world. You're not supposed to be able to run with everybody. Everybody ain't supposed to like you. You're peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. Folks, they're not supposed to like you. They're not supposed to like me. The lost man shouldn't be able to come in here and feel good and be comfortable and sit amongst us and just have a heyday and chew his gum and pat his foot and go back out and never get born again. He shouldn't be able to come in here. When he walks in them doors, there'll be so much conviction. He says, I'm not going back there. And then when he gets on down the road, he'll say, let me go back. There's something there. I don't know what it is. You ever been there, Brother Chad? I ain't going back there. There's something there to make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. I ain't going back there. I ain't going back there. I never forget when we was building the church, this church right here. There's a lady living in Detroit, Alabama. She said she's coming down this road from work, and she got right out here. And when she come by, I said the hair just stood up all over. So she could just feel the presence of God all over this place. She turned around, come back. Turned around, come back, and shared it. I never want that to leave here. When his presence is gone from this place, we're gone. When his presence is gone, we're in trouble. But tonight, I want you to know tonight, he's not gone because he's still filling my plate and he's still filling your plate tonight. Let me give you this in closing. Let me give you this in closing. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fish. Let me give you this. He showed himself to fill their plate, to fill our plate. Jesus has to do the filling because we have, number one, we have limitations. We have limitations. How much you want? Oh, give me $20 worth. You see, if he don't fill you completely, you won't be completely full because you'll just get enough to get you to the next Sunday. But when he does the filling, he'll fill it slap full. Let me give you this. Not only do we have limitations, but we have weakness. If we knew that net was going to be that full of fish, we wouldn't want that many because we couldn't pull it in. Not only do we have limitations, we have weakness, but we have emptiness inside of us. That's why we can't do the filling. Because we're empty, broke vessels without Jesus Christ. We're empty, broke, limited, weak, useless vessels without Jesus Christ. So, preacher, I didn't know that about myself. Well, that's what the book says about us. We were dead until we come to know Christ Jesus. He says tonight that Jesus had to do the filling because we have nothing good in us. He said, cast the net on the right side and ye shall find fish. Ye shall find food. Ye shall find abundance. Ye shall find peace. Ye shall find rest. Ye shall find assurance. And you'll only find it on the right side. This time, same old Peter, Get this. Luke chapter number 5, he told Peter, he said, let down your nets. Peter said, nevertheless, Lord, at your word, we toiled all night, but nevertheless, we'll let down the net. N-E-T. He didn't what he told Peter to do. He told Peter to let down the nets in the plural, but he wouldn't do it. Peter had to, he didn't learn. He had to come right back where he was. Luke 5, he told him to let down the net. That wasn't good enough. John 21, you know what he told Peter to do? Peter, letting down ain't going to be good enough. You're going to have to cast that thing away from you. There's some of you tonight, you've let down all you can let. You're laying it down, you're letting it down, and it just won't get away from you. Get this, listen, don't miss this. You've let it down. There's things that went wrong in your life. There's things that went wrong in your marriage. There's things that went wrong in your family. There's things wrong with your children. There's things wrong with your friends. There's things wrong with your community. There's things that's wrong, and you've tried to let it down. Peter in Luke 5 tried to let it down. He didn't learn. So Jesus in John 21, he said, Peter, you ain't going to learn. Just cast it away. Get it out of there. And when he cast the net away, he took in 153. He took in a multitude of fish that only God could provide. Let me give you this tonight, and this is all I know. This is all I know. That when he shows himself again, he'll show himself at a familiar place. He'll show himself to forgetful people. And he'll show himself to fill our plates. The breakthrough or the mother load. Y'all get that, don't you? The mother load. The breakthrough or the mother load is just on the other side. They fished all. They're fishing. They're fishermen. That's what they do. They're fishing on this side. Why can't the fish get in there? When you ain't in the will of God, I don't care how close you are, it won't break through until you get on the right side. You can come to church. You can pray like, I mean, you can pray heaven down if you want to. It won't do you a bit of good. You can sing. You can do specials. You can sing in the praise team. You can be a deacon. You can be the preacher. You can be anything you want to be. If you're not on the right side, you ain't going to catch nothing. The breakthrough come when they went from the left and just dropped it on the right, cast it on the right. All I know tonight is this. The breakthrough through for this church is just on the other side. Father God, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. And I thank you, whoever that is tonight, man or woman in this room. Father, I pray right now you speak into their mind and their heart and their soul tonight. Oh, glory to God, that the breakthrough is just on the other side. Do not quit. Do not go back. Do not give up. The breakthrough is right there. Right there the breakthrough is. And all we got to do is get on the right side, and you'll show yourself like you always do. Lord God, I thank you tonight that only body we need to see in this place is you tonight. Bless these people. Bless this congregation. Father, I love you and I thank you for allowing me to pastor this group of people. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. Amen.